Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. In the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you is what I say to all. Watch." The Gospel of the Lord. All the signs of Advent are here. The colors change. The liturgy is reshaped to announce the beginning of a new liturgical year. Advent is a word we're not entirely familiar with. It's not something that happens every day. It comes from a Latin, venire, which means to come, advenire. And the past participle is adventus, which means a coming. And the Advent season is meant to announce the coming of the Lord. I'm sure that the Advent season will get lost in our shopping and our preparation for Christmas, and Advent will be something that is mentioned perhaps on Sunday, but we don't live the season of Advent since we're overwhelmed with preparing for Christmas. And the coming is meant to announce that Jesus Christ is to be born. That's Advent. It's leading up to the birth of Christ. It's the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, his birth. It's at this time of the year, because in ancient pre-Christian pagan world, they always had a special preparation for the winter solstice. The darkest night of the year, the longest night of the year. And for us, it occurs 21st or 22nd of December in the Northern Hemisphere. And in ancient times, of course, the people believed there was a cosmic struggle between light and darkness. And darkness was winning. We knew that because the nights were getting longer and the days were getting shorter. But then, around the winter solstice, about December 21st, 22nd, they noticed the days were getting longer and the nights shorter, and they said, "This is the rebirth of the invincible sun god, S-U-N. Dies Natalis Solis Invicte." Every year they noticed the powers of darkness were losing, beginning in the winter solstice. The nights getting shorter, darkness getting less, and the light was appearing. Along come the Christians and they say, "We'll put Jesus Christ's birth on top of the sun god." That's how we ended up with Jesus' birth on December 25th. We have no idea when Jesus was born. We don't even know the year. However, we celebrate this in the beginning of a new year of light, power over darkness. That's what Advent is meant. It's meant to give us a journey to move from darkness into a new experience of light. Now, it's one thing to study the scriptures and to understand the meaning of the words or even the meaning of the teaching. I think it's quite different to experience the scriptures, not just to know the Greek or the Latin or the teaching, but to feel it, to sense it, to belong to it, to experience the Word of God. And that's what I'd like to speak about in these few minutes of homily. How, if we are sensitive to God's presence in our lives, if we walk in the power of Jesus Christ, the Scriptures will come alive in a human experience. So let me reflect on this for a few moments and wonder if it might meet you somewhere in your journey of life. 2 days ago, I arrived back from Ireland. I was in Ireland for 10 days to visit my family. It's unusual to go to Ireland this time of the year, but I have a sister who has cancer, and I did want to spend time with her, so I went for these 10 days. It was to experience the Word of God. And I carried with me the teaching of Advent. And these readings which we have frequently when I say Mass privately at home, I would use the Scriptures of today just so that I would become more familiar and perhaps begin to experience the notion of watching for the coming of the Lord, to taste, to feel the coming of the Lord in my life. Just before I left, I went through a spiritual journey with a family in this parish. A young man, his name is Doug, he's 49 years old, was gravely ill in the critical care unit at the Huntington Hospital for 2 weeks. And every day he was intubated so he couldn't speak, but his silence was more powerful than any words. And each day the family and some close friends will gather. We'll pray for him and we'll pray with him, since he could hear us. We laid hands on him. Words of love were spoken, words of forgiveness, words of belonging, words spoken in the past, but perhaps not often enough, and not as powerful or as in-depth as they were now. This is a holy time. It's a darkness. It's an Advent, waiting for something, new life to appear, perhaps a recovery, whatever. And frequently, the words of our prayer turned to tears. We were helpless. All we had was one another and our faith. That's it. We were helpless, but we were not hopeless, because we believed in Jesus Christ, and we shared a faith and we shared a prayer that carried us through this passage. And then Doug died. He's 49 years old, very much Holy Family person. He became a Catholic here at Holy Family some years ago. His children went to our school. They were a very active part of this community. I carried that experience with me, and I carried the Scripture with me. I wonder, what does this mean? I mean, not intellectually, but in an experiential way, what does this mean? It means that we'll go through these periods of darkness, distress, failure, discouragement, perhaps a meaninglessness in life, some experience of human poverty, a divorce, some great rejection in life. Could I believe that these are Advent experiences? It's a darkness leading us to a place of light. Not to get rid of the darkness, but to walk through the darkness, to belong to the darkness, to say, only in the darkness will I feel and sense the coming of the Lord. Where are you in your life? What poverty do you have? What conflict is part of your life? Who needs forgiveness? Who needs a welcome? Who needs understanding? And this is a season of Advent. When we're preparing for the coming of the Lord, how shall we prepare for the coming of the Lord? Sometimes it's prayer. It's an experience of belonging. Sometimes it may be tears, but it's a journey, and it must not get lost in all our Christmas shopping and all the chores we have to do for Christmas. The Word of God invites us to find meaning in a journey of Advent. So where are you in your life? Where are your dreams? For what do you pray in your life? Is there a value, and is the presence of God with you in your most difficult failures, struggles, meaningless, whatever it is in your life? Is Jesus Christ present? Does the Word of God come to life? Not just in reading and understanding it, but in feeling it. The experience of the Word of God. That's what this scripture means. Now, I studied scripture for 4 years in the seminary. Didn't learn anything about scripture, but I studied it anyway for 4 years. But I came out under the flu. But since then, I have dedicated myself not just to understanding the Word of God, but to feel the Word of God in my life. When the sun comes up, God speaks to me. When the sun goes down, God speaks to me. In my failures, my sins, my struggle in life, God was there. In the great moments of my life when I sang and celebrated and belonged, the presence of God was there. That's the meaning of the Word of God. That's the meaning of Advent. Advenire, we're preparing for a celebration of light. And we'll go through the winter solstice, and we'll go through their darkest times. And these are a preamble to a celebration of the birth, a rebirth. And so when Doug died, as is my practice, I've mentioned before, we stood over here in the lobby or in the corridor. I invited each person to go and to say into his ear the last thing you want him to hear. Now, I didn't hear what they said, but clearly, this was a moment that should not be forgotten, and a moment that will carry with us a time of grace. I carried that experience to Ireland with me for the 10 days. And frequently, when I did my holy hour during the day or wrote my journals, I remembered. God spoke to me. It was real. It was alive. And the scripture, all of a sudden, it wasn't intellectual. It was my experience of God in my life. And I remembered the marvelous poem of Mary Louise Haskins, entitled The Gate of the Year. And it begins this way. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he said to me, go forth, put your hand in the hand of God, and that will be for you better than light and safer than the known way. And so I went forth, and I put my hand in the hand of God, and I trod gladly through the night. And he led me to the breaking of the day in the lone hills of the east. That's Advent. Claim it. It's the invitation of the Holy Spirit. It's to bring the power of Jesus Christ alive in an experience of each day. Well, we'll do all our shopping and we'll do all our Christmas cards, but somewhere find a moment to say, we are on a journey and we're preparing for the power of Jesus Christ in our lives. And whatever goes wrong, it's a part of the journey. And whatever goes right, it's a celebration of God's presence and the wonder of God's love for us. So at the end of that journey with Doug and his family, we prayed for the peace which he now had.